Thought for today. Public love begets love. Public love begets love? What an interesting phrase. Public love begets love. We have all looked at the world and we have thought to ourselves, wow, aren't the flowers beautiful? Look at those clouds. They're like people dancing in the sky, a herd of elephants thundering by. Look at the waves, how they sort of dance in the breeze as the wind tops across the ocean surface. Look at the children at play. Hear their laughter, hear their joy. And your heart just bubbles over and you think, isn't it wonderful? Yes, public love begets love. We can, this very day, turn our love into public love. We can turn our love into love for the world. And we can turn our love into peace. And we can see peace on earth. And we know it begins with us. The little children who are laughing in the park as they play, they're not thinking of the adults who are standing nearby listening to them and saying, isn't that beautiful? The little children who are laughing in the park and playing, they're not thinking, well, we're doing something good. We're putting good vibrations in the world. They're just doing it. The little children that are laughing and playing in the park are not thinking, we're making a monumental action upon the world by putting this impulse of laughter into the universal substrata so that everything will be peaceful. They're not thinking those things. They're just being themselves and having fun. Now, what if we were to think about all the world and think about Afghanistan, say, oh, what a wonderful place Afghanistan is. How nice it is that the little children over in Afghanistan are playing their games in their park, and they're laughing and they're joyful. And their mommies and daddies are listening as they're laughing, and they're thinking, isn't that wonderful? Those are our children. Those are ours, our loves, our joys. And we here in America are saying to ourselves, yes, listen to the children laughing in the park and listen to them playing. Aren't they wonderful? Think of the wonderful thoughts they're thinking. They're just having such a great time. They're thinking peace. And then the mothers and fathers will think, yes, now there's peace on earth. People don't have to go around being unkind. The little children don't have to hit each other with the toy and say, I want to play with your toy. They say, can I play with your toy? And they'll, sure, go ahead. The terrorists come and start acting naughty, and then people say, oh, you're terrible. No, no, no. Hey, you're all right. Don't get all shook up. Relax. Be at peace. You see, if they inspire in us anger, then they have fulfilled their job. If they have inspired us tolerance and joy and love, we say, hey, that's okay. Don't get all out of shape on that sort of stuff. Relax, be at peace. But it's so terrible. War is terrible. Death is terrible. Anything in life is terrible. If we concentrate on it, we empower it to continue. But if we bless it, we say, all is at peace. Isn't it interesting? During all wars, there are certain times of peace, a certain time of pause. Potty break, potty break. All got to go to the bathroom. Time for have our religious service on Sunday. No shooting on Sunday. Okay, no shooting on Sunday. That happened. That happened during the war. When people stopped for something like that. Hey, wait, our king died, we gotta bury him. We'll be back to finish this off later. Okay, fine, you go bury your king. Get a new king, bring him back, we'll shoot him then too. But you see, they always allow this. They allow the opportunity for a peaceful moment. Well, why not in our hearts see all the world living in a peaceful moment all the time? love begets love. Public love begets public love. And this is great for all of us. This is great for all of us. We can start putting those causes in motion. We can put the cause of peace in publicly. Wouldn't it be interesting? Instead of, now I lay me down to sleep, I hope, pray the Lord, hope, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Wouldn't it be nice if we were to say, now I lay me down to sleep, and all the world is at peace. All the world is in love with each other. And all the world is in joy. And I created it by my prayer. And so it is. Now, wouldn't it be nice? Some simple little thing like that. Make it a worldwide prayer that everybody says when they go to bed at night. When they wake up in the morning, they say, good morning, world! I created you wonderful and beautiful and fantastic, and it's a wonderful world to be in, and there's peace on earth, and there's love everywhere. When you see Oklahoma, Oklahoma, every night, my honey lamb and I sit alone and watch a lazy hawk making crazy circles in the sky. And it's a love song. It's a love song. And it's a gentle love song. Not a love song that has great passion to it, that has great drama to it, that has, like most of our modern things seem to be, they have such hurtness to it. And we want a gentleness, a simplicity, a lightness, a lovingness. When we publicly love, wonderful things happen. What happened when these love stories started being told? The war came to peace. The world came to peace. Little children who argued with each other no longer argued because their parents weren't arguing anymore. Love, public love, begets love. It should be our privilege every day to say, now there is peace on earth and it began with me. Now there is love in the world and it began with me. What is it that some writers like to say about love? They say, love is the cement that holds together the universe. Now, that's a little heavy, but love is the cement that holds together the universe. Do you mean to say love holds the universe together and that it's not gravity or magnetic attraction or whatever it is? Yeah. In the article we read the other day, the thoughts that we think about what's going on in the world affect what happened before and what happens in the future and what happens now. Isn't it interesting that could be? So right now, let's think that the Second World War was a love fest and people just loved each other to pieces, and not to pieces, but they loved each other very much. And that love generated a world of love that followed. Wouldn't it be wonderful to think of it? And then we recreate the past in our own image and create the present in our own image and create the future in our own image, which is all one. Wouldn't that be an exciting adventure? Can we do that? Public love begets love. The scientists are telling us that the past is really unformed. It's waiting for our thought to form it. Why are these atomic scientists, these physicists, these people who work purely on principle, saying something like that? Because it's pure principle. It's pure. We can create the past. We can create the present. We can create the future. And we do by our thoughts. Now, what sort of a past have we had that led to the present that we have and the future that is here, all in the now? What is it? Is it one of love? Is it one of peace? Is it one of harmony? Is it one of absolute goodness? You are a Pollyanna thinker, Herb. You're always thinking of happiness and peace and harmony and right action and truth and stuff like that. Do you know the world can't handle that? Well, what do you mean the world can't handle that? Because if we had right action, peace, harmony, and truth at all times, there'd be nothing to argue about. That's true. There'd be nothing to be unhappy about. That's true. And it wouldn't be the way the world's designed. That's wrong. The world is designed however you want to design it, and right now. So if you want to design the world as a wonderful place to live, wonderful, go for it. If you design the world as a challenge, and there's lots of challenges, go for it. That's your privilege. But just remember, each of us are God. Each of us are the creator of our world. Each of us live in the world that we created. And if the world that you created is a world of love, you'll beget love constantly. Because your world publicly will be love. And it'll beget love, love, love. And if you have any other kind of world, just stop and think, you created that. Now, you are not bound by what you created. Because in a snap, you can create new, brand new. And everything that has ever happened in the past is forgotten. And only the new you, the new dreamer that you are, exists in the present. Now that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, I'm God. I love you.